And we're back. Do you go out on Thanksgiving? Because it actually seems to be a pretty big day for some entertainment venues in town. Call 816-235-2888 if going out is a part of your tradition. And you can be honest with us. There's nobody listening. It is just the radio. When you call, you'll be joining Jerry Harrington and Natalie Gallagher. Jerry is the owner of Tivoli Cinema in Westport. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Gina.
Thanks for being here. And Natalie is the music editor at The Pitch. Hi, Natalie. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Gina.
So, Jerry, let's start with you. You, movies on Thanksgiving is kind of like a totally normal thing for a lot of people. Is that a good business day for you?
It's better than a usual Thursday.
Thursday daytime?
Yes. I mean, the Tivoli's a little different than a commercial theater, because we're art and it's more specialized. Plus, we're in Westport and a lot of people are intimidated because of the lights on the plaza.
Oh, right. Lots
that,
of
that ceremony
crowds.
is kind of deters people, we found over the years. So our daytime is much bigger than our evening shows.
I would think maybe also art films would have a harder time getting a whole family to agree that, yes, this is the movie we're going to see.
Yeah, we don't get, I mean, people aren't going to bring kids to Rosewater, you know, they're just not, generally speaking, anyway. So, no, we don't get big, we do it Christmas, interestingly enough, depending on what we're playing.
On Christmas Day?
Yes.
Have you ever thought about not opening on these holidays, or would that just be foolhardy in the movie business?
Yeah, no, you can't do it. You just can't do it. It's because you have a relationship with the distributors, and they don't want you to close. We can get away with it we close in the evening on Christmas Eve, because, you know, there's only one day of the year we're closed.
And that is St. Patrick's Day,
yes,
is that right?
You guessed it, yes.
Because
yes.
of Westport on...
Because it's too hard to get into the theater. And no one wants to wave through 50,000 celebrators. Years ago, we used to be open, but I gave that up. It's okay.
364 days a year.
Yes.
That's enough
for
you.
Yeah, we're open, yeah. And you know, I wish... We weren't open on holidays, but we have to be.
So when you pick the movies that you'll be showing at the end of November, are you thinking about that you're going to try and get things that will draw the Thanksgiving crowds, or is it just as they may?
We don't have a whole lot of control of what's released. So it's whatever is available and whatever we're given by the distributors. So... I have no say in that.
Anything showing this weekend that you would consider a particularly good Thanksgiving selection?
Well, this weekend we're showing a new digital, it's not a new version, it's just a digital copy of Blade Runner, the final cut. You know, there were three cuts of it.
My producer right now, his face, he's so happy.
Yeah, we're doing that on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. And you know, that was a special thing that I could control. I decided to do that. And we're also showing a documentary about the Hermitage Museum. I don't know if that's a Thanksgiving picture, but we're doing that on Saturday at noon.
What is the Hermitage Museum?
It's a museum in St. Petersburg. It's one of the great art museums of the world. And it's a history of it and sort of how they work and in the art and things. It's just a look inside that museum.
So you were able to have some control and you decided that Blade Runner, the new digital cut, was going to be a great selection for you right now. Why?
Well, because it was just it hasn't been available for years on theatrically in movie theaters, and it's Thanksgiving and students are back for a few days, and you know why not? I mean, it was, you know, there were a lot of factors that aren't very interesting that go into my decision process, but those were two things that affected it, and I thought, let's do it now.
So we can all look at the plaza and say, you've never burned so brightly.
Yeah. Oh, good for you. Good.
Natalie Gallagher, music editor at The Pitch. Can you talk to us a little bit about entertainment options in the music scene in Kansas City around Thanksgiving?
Sure. I mean, if you look at kind of the club circuit, Record Bar, I think, has a pretty notable show on Thanksgiving night from Harmar Superstar, who has played here often, and he's got a nice local following.
Tell us a little bit about Harmar Superstar.
His latest record, Bye Bye 17, it was kind of a new sound for him, a little bit throwback soul. I think in the past, you know, Harmar's shtick has always been sort of like paunchy, tubby, sweaty guy in a sparkly Speedo. And that's very entertaining, but the emphasis, at least live, ends up being more on his performance and less on his music. You know, which for me has always been a shame because his music is really excellent. And Bye Bye 17 really stepped that up quite a bit. A really nice sort of retro soul sound that he's got, really showcasing his vocals. And he's foregone the Speedos, at least.
At some point you have to.
Well, I mean, it worked for him for quite a while, but anyway, so he is performing Thanksgiving night with the Pizza Underground Record Bar. The Pizza Underground, of course, being led by Macaulay Culkin, who we all remember from such greats as Home Alone and Home Alone 2.
Yes. He won't be home alone this Thanksgiving.
No. He'll be in KC.
We do have a clip of music by the Pizza Underground because I think this is an exceptional thing that a big national tour would stop here in Kansas City on Thanksgiving and that it would be sold out well in advance. I mean, that is a sold out show at this point. I think that's kind of an incredible thing. Is that the special draw of Pizza Underground, or is that people on Thanksgiving like to go out and this is like a thing we don't talk about very much?
I think it's both. I mean, people on Thanksgiving, especially, you know, the younger crowd, 20s and early 30s and so on, I think they're definitely looking for an excuse to get out on Thanksgiving night. And I mean, you know, after you've been cooped up inside with the family that you've been ignoring for most of the year, you kind of need a drink. And why not tie in some music to that? Drinks are always better with music. And having a show to go to sounds a lot better than having to like go meet your friends at a bar.
This is both.
Yeah.
Let's give a listen to a little bit of Pizza Underground. It's a cover band essentially of the Velvet Underground, but with the lyrics adapted to be about pizza.
Not resist playing that.
Natalie Gallagher of The Pitch, The Pitch's music editor. Can we talk a little bit about the Pizza Underground? People who don't have tickets obviously can't go, so we wanted to give people a little taste of a taste, so to speak, of what they might otherwise get to enjoy. But tell me, do you think that this is just ridiculous? A lot of people think this is absurd and they hate it, but I happen to think it's very funny.
You know, I think it's both. I think it is ridiculous because it's pizza-themed covers of Velvet Underground songs led by a former child actor. How is that not ridiculous? But it's also pretty funny and pretty entertaining. And I think as long as you don't try to take it seriously, there's nothing wrong with enjoying it because it's clearly not meant to be serious.
I have thought about why this is funny, and I'm thinking that when you're sitting around with your friends, like kind of joking around about music or like, oh, hey, we should do this. Wouldn't that be funny? But you're not really going to do those things. But this is like as though one of those offhanded conversations, someone took it all the way, and the thoroughness of it, like that everybody knows she's a pizza gal, is so somber in that perfect Velvet Underground way. I mean, do you think that there's something about the completeness and thoroughness of the ridiculousness that makes it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like if you're going to cover the Velvet Underground and you really love pizza, there's no better way to do it than, you know, this way. And especially given the team that Macaulay Culkin has assembled. I mean, it's kind of like the perfect hipster storm. But it's fun, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
So what else is going on in town that people should know about music-wise or entertainment-wise, both on Thanksgiving and throughout the weekend?
Well, tonight there are a couple great shows. Johnny Marr is playing a free show at the Midland. Johnny Marr, of course, formerly of the Smiths, lead guitarist for the Smiths. He had his second solo record come out recently called The Messenger, and it's actually a pretty fantastic listen. Johnny Marr has never really been known for his vocals, but he's not a bad lead singer. And
yeah, I was going to say, when you start with actually it's not bad, that implies that you're surprised.
Yeah, I kind of was, because he hasn't, you know, he's not known for his vocals, but it's a really great album and kind of classic. Like if you like the Smiths, you're going to love the record. And it's actually a free show. As long as you bring a canned good, you can get in for free to the Midland tonight to see Johnny Marr play.
Very cool.
And then also Ha Ha Tonka, the Springfield Americana roots rock band, is at Record Bar this evening with local openers Rev Gusto. They're back in town. And then, let's see, we've got Is Paris Burning and Guardian opening up for Pageantry at the Riot Room on Saturday. On Friday, we have a benefit at Davies Uptown for KKFI featuring a whole mess of roots and folk acts.
A whole mess.
Like just a really big, huge, huge, huge lineup. You should go.
Any standout things in that lineup you'd like to draw special attention to and maybe describe for listeners who aren't familiar?
Sure. Casey Rausch is on the bill. We just featured her last week, I believe, for her new album, Guitar in Hand, which is incredible. A truly incredible listen. If you're into traditional folk music, she features local fiddle player Betsy Ellis, a couple really notable dobro players. And her voice is just incredible. She's really got this kind of just timeless, very Missouri quality to her voice. And it's really nice to hear that. And
if I'm not mistaken, she's from a family that's got generations of folk musicians.
Yes,
in it.
That's true. Going back on both sides to her great, great grandparents. So she's got it in her blood. And any chance to see her perform live is one you should take. And on this night, I think it's Friday night, at Davies, she'll be playing with just an incredible lineup of, you know, other musicians of that ilk. So
any other shows to tell us about, or are those the pretty big highlights?
Those are the big highlights. There's also, on Saturday night at Record Bar, there's going to be a hip-hop lineup featuring Dom Chronicles and Marty Notes, two of my favorite kind of lesser-known hip-hop acts.
Tell
locally.
Us more about them.
Well, Dom Chronicles just released a project called ATOMS, which is an acronym for something I can't recall at the moment. But he's got kind of a fresh take, and his lyrics are pretty, I don't know, they're catchy, but they're not, he's got an interesting perspective. And I think it'll be interesting seeing him perform live in a lineup like that. So if you can make it out, it's a late show, but if you can make it out, I'd go for that.
So that's at the Record Bar on Saturday night.
I believe so, yes. I mean, all of these things are at the mercy of my terrible memory. But the internet is a much more reliable place to find such things.
Natalie, you do this for a living, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I've got multiple Thanksgiving invitations lined up. Thanksgiving night, I may or may not be making an appearance at the Harmar Pizza Underground show. Just kind of depends how the night ends up. But I'll be in town, probably eating a lot.
Eating a lot and maybe going out, non-committal.
Yeah, I like to keep it non-committal.
Jerry, what about you? On Thanksgiving, do you watch movies on Thanksgiving?
Oh, I don't think I will this year because I have two later Thanksgiving dinners. So, and luckily this year I don't have to work. There were enough people who wanted to work. So, because it was interesting hearing before about whether people should work on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But we tend to, we give them, people sign up months in advance.
Voluntarily.
Yeah.
So if not enough people sign up, you work?
Then I work, yes. I'm not a projectionist. Everybody should be happy that I'm not a projectionist. Although now with digital, pretty much anybody can be a projectionist.
So is that, though, a tough discussion to have with your employees about Thanksgiving? Or it sounds like people are so eager to have the hours and maybe even...
Well, sometimes people want what they can't have or vice versa. So that becomes an issue because we split up the day unless somebody really wants to work 10 hours. And, hey, they can. They get time and a half and, you know, so... but generally speaking, Thanksgiving's not, Christmas is a little touchier.
Why do you think that is?
There's more emotional content. And, you know, a lot of my employees are students, so they go home at Christmas, but not at Thanksgiving. And they're students and that, you know, maybe they'll go to a show later at the Record Bar, but during the day they have nothing to do.
So I think it's kind of interesting that in our test group in this room, there's not a lot of going out on Thanksgiving, but that there seems to be such demand for it and that there are people who want the opportunity to work on Thanksgiving, whether it's for the income or just that maybe they don't have a lot of other plans. So I guess, Natalie, turning to you, what do you think is... Do you think that it's important for music venues to open on Thanksgiving to offer people that opportunity to go out? Do you think the audience is just there demanding it?
I don't know that it's so much an issue of demand. I think it's more one of convenience and opportunity. I don't feel like we should command a music venue to be open on a holiday just because they happen to be a music venue. But I think a lot of venue owners feel like they have a bar and they have a stage and they know that people will be going to bars on Thanksgiving night.
Why do we know that people will be going to bars? I mean, is this like a dark secret about Thanksgiving that it just inspires a need for drinks?
No, I don't think it's a dark secret. I think it's a time-honored tradition. I grew up in a small town in the middle of Wisconsin, and no one was home Thanksgiving night unless they were drinking. And if they were tired of drinking with their family and wanted perhaps some different company, they were at one of four local bars. So I don't think it's a special secret at all. I think it's a known fact that bars will be open on Thanksgiving. If they're not, then that's the owner's prerogative to spend time with his or her family. But I think it's just an opportunity to get out.
Jerry, when it comes to movies over holidays, it seems to me that maybe it gives people who go to movies together something to talk about. People who maybe don't have a lot in common the way a friend group might, or people who don't necessarily spend tons of time together regularly. Can the movie be the conversation starter?
Oh, certainly. Or the conversation avoidance. I mean, you go to a movie, you spend 2 hours, I mean, basically 3 hours of your day. Because, at least for us, the first show of the day, which is about 1:30 to 2, is the biggest show of the day, interestingly enough.
That's all the time we have for today's conversations. Jerry Harrington of Tivoli Cinema, thanks so much for your time. I loved having you here today.
Well, thank you, Gina.
And Natalie Gallagher, it's been a pleasure meeting you. Thanks for all the tips.
Yeah, absolutely.
To listen back to any of the shows you've heard on Central Standard, go to kcur.org/Central Standard. You can sign up for our podcast while you're there. And to stay current on our news, you can also follow us on Twitter, @KCURCST. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross, with lots of help from Patrick Quick and Christina Leffring. Special thanks to Christina for her reporting at Oak Park Mall. She brought us the stories of mall employees earlier in the show. Linda Scher runs the board for us, and our theme music is by Spoonbender Labs right here in Kansas City. I'm Gina Kaufman. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Stick around for Up to Date next.